History on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, a partly sunny day today, windy, high around 70. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Well, quite a wild weather scene yesterday afternoon in the tri-state region. Heavy rain, lightning, and winds. And who took the brunt of it? In our area, it was Norfolk. Over 1,000 people were left powerless after that storm. Following the first storm, almost the entire town was without power, according to Eversource. About 10 minutes of some of the strongest winds that have ever hit here. That came from John Barbagallo, public information officer for the Norfolk Fire Department. The next hardest hit town in the counties were Goshen, which had 30 customers without power. There are reports also of electrical odors from Valtel School in Norfolk, but firefighters determined it was from an electrical issue with the air handling unit. There was no fire in the school. Nursing homes across New York State have struggled with staff shortages for years. The problem is exacerbated by what's become more than a two-year pandemic. It's often resulted in less frequent care for tens of thousands of elderly residents of 614 long care facilities in New York. Stephen Hansey, president and CEO of the New York State Health Facilities Association, which represents hundreds of nursing homes, said the issues are not new. His organization had been working with the Department of Health, lobbying for nursing home-related legislation since 2018. In early December, the governor sent National Guard members to work at understaffed nursing homes, including Valley View and Sullivan County-owned home care center at Sunset Lake. Five Guard members are currently stationed at Valley View to help care for residents and test workers for COVID. In January, a new law supported by SCOFUS was slated to take effect, requiring every facility maintain daily staffing equal to 3.5 hours of care per resident per day. Governor Hochul delayed that enforcement, citing staffing shortages, but on March 31st, she ended that delay. Well, hemp farmers in New York can get their first New York licenses to grow marijuana. New York approved 52 licenses that will allow hemp farmers to get a head start on growing marijuana for the state's upcoming adult market. One of them, the most six, are in Dutchess County, with four each in Schoharie and Washington counties. The State Cannabis Control Board approved the licenses under a recent law that allows hemp cultivators to grow marijuana for legal recreational market for 2 years. Hemp is a type of cannabis plant with lower levels of THC, marijuana's active ingredient. The granting of the licenses now means farmers will be able to take advantage of this year's growing season and harvest in October. Locally, Attorney Cannabis in Columbia, Claverick Farm in Columbia County, Fat Nell in Columbia, in Dutchess County, Spada Farm, Lena Farm, Passion Field Farm, the Hemp Division, Hudson River Hemp, and Clear Natural in Dutchess. Dutchess will pay for stadium upgrades as costs soar despite shifting ARP funds to housing. Dutchess County is planning to spend $20 million to address housing affordability. Nearly half of that total would be reassigned from the controversial plan to spend more than a fifth of the county's $57 million American Rescue Plan funding to upgrade facilities at Dutchess Stadium. While the shift was announced by County Executive Mark Molinaro on the night its housing assessment report, which suggests creating the fund, was presented to the legislature, Molinaro said the move was spurred by inflation, and although all parties agree affordable housing is more pending and more pressing, Molinaro said the county still intends to pay for the stadium upgrades, which are now estimated to cost as much as $21 million. The new projected cost exceeds the amount of revenue the county expected to make over the course of its recent 25-year lease agreement with Hudson Valley Renegades, a deal which the county maintains required upgrades to go forward. This weekend, some local Easter egg hunts go on in Millerton. Their Easter egg hunt will be held tomorrow at the Millerton Gun Club, 12 Gun Club Road in the village, organized by the Millerton Gun Club, the Millerton American Legion Post, and Millerton Fire Company. They arrive down to the gun club at 10:30 in the morning with wagons loading at the Millerton Firehouse at 24th Century Boulevard. The egg hunt is free of charge and will begin at 11. Hot dogs, soda, and other snacks will be served after the hunt. Meanwhile, in Amenia, the Amenia Recreation Commission invites local youngsters to enjoy its annual traditional searching for Easter eggs at Beekman Park on Route 44 at the town's annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Open to children up to 12 years of age. The free egg hunt will begin at 11 o'clock in the morning sharp. If it rains, families can still come to the park between 11 and noon for a bag full of goodies. Families must pre-register their children at ameniany.myrec.com. In Dover, their Easter egg hunt also will be held at Boyce Park, this time on Saturday. Rain or shine, the hunt will be held at 1 o'clock. Goodies will be provided by M&T Bank, and children are invited to take photos with the Easter Bunny. For more information, go to DoverRecreation.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where they have dinner specials 7 days a week, a tapas menu. You'll find them at interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 34,451.23, the NASDAQ at 13,351.08, and the S&P 500 at 43,92.59. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.